Gambling addiction among South Korean teens skyrockets. A recent study has found that the number of South Korean adolescents seeking treatment for gambling addiction has more than tripled in just 3 years, accompanied by a quadrupling of associated medical costs. Data from the Health Insurance Review and Assessment Service, submitted to Representative Seo Young-sok of the Democratic Party of Korea, shows that adolescent gambling addiction patients increased by 228.13% from 64 in 2022 to 210 in 2024, a 3.3-fold jump. Over the same period, medical expenses ballooned from $110,179,390 to $430,311,667, reflecting the intensifying strain on healthcare resources. This escalation follows a similar wider trend, as counseling cases at the Korea Problem Gambling Agency surged from 1,460 in 2022 to 4,144 in 2024, with over 3,200 youths already counseled by August of this year. Participation in prevention education programs also expanded significantly, reaching 2.03 million individuals last year. This unprecedented surge can be attributed partly to the proliferation of online gambling, which has become more accessible to minors during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. A separate report indicates that gambling addiction among South Korean teens doubled over the past 4 years, while online casino use surged 14-fold. Studies show that online gambling participation among Korean adolescents rose from 8.2% in 2018 to 11.7% in 2020, with socioeconomic factors and pandemic isolation playing key roles in escalating risky behaviors. Escalating youth gambling crimes. The issue extends beyond health, as it has also led to an uptick in criminal activities. Analysis of National Police Agency data by Representative Seo's office reveals that juveniles arrested for gambling-related crimes jumped from 76 in 2022 to 631 in 2024, an over 8-fold increase. There has also been a 30-fold increase in cases among children aged 10 to 13, jumping from just 2 to 72. Arrests linked to online casinos skyrocketed from 2 to 93, while illegal sports betting cases climbed from 36 to 109. Urgent calls for systemic reforms. Representative Seo emphasized the broader societal implications, warning that unchecked youth gambling could lead to long-term damage. He criticized the Ministry of Health and Welfare's Integrated Support Center for Addiction Management for its primary focus on alcohol, arguing it falls short in addressing youth gambling in communities. Seo also advocated for immediate action, including expanding specialized treatment facilities for youth, bolstering counseling staff, and expanding prevention education in schools and communities.